If you have spent any time around toddlers or children, then you know that children are walking accidents. They bump into things, they spill, they drop, they knock down. Most of the damage they cause, if any, is to property and to themselves, and less commonly a sibling, playmate, or unlucky bystander. Only on very rare occasions do they cause substantial injury to another person outside the household. But when they do, the law is usually on their side. Generally, we are all legally required to act as the reasonable person in order not to be liable for our unintentional negligent acts. However, every state recognizes an age-old exception. Children should not be held to the reasonable person standard. This rule may reflect that we don't want to hold individuals liable who are not morally culpable. Children are inherently unreasonable and may not have the capacity to be otherwise. They have poor judgment and do not assess risk well. A small child may not understand that if she runs full force toward Grandma's legs to give her a hug, that she may knock Grandma down. Moreover, we may idealize childhood and want to ensure that children are able to engage in adolescent activities without parents locking them indoors until they are presentable. Children are not completely off the hook, however. The majority rule holds that a child under the age of 5 cannot be held negligent, but all other children will be held to a standard of a reasonable child of the same age, intelligence, and experience. Illinois follows a minority rule known as, well, the Illinois rule. Children under 7 are conclusively not negligent, but children between 7 and 14 will be held to the reasonable child standard. In all states, if a child is engaged in a dangerous adult activity, like operating a motor vehicle or handling a firearm, then the child will be held to the adult reasonable person standard. These cases against children are also rare because small children rarely have money to satisfy tort judgments. Unless your child has her own Disney Channel show or is in a boy band, your child usually has no assets. In some cases, a parent's homeowner's insurance policy or umbrella policy may cover damages, which would be the only reason to sue. Take, for example, a recent New York case. Two preschoolers were racing their bicycles with their moms in tow when they collided with an 87-year-old woman, injuring her hip. In New York, only children under the age of 4 are conclusively not negligent, and bicycle riding is not a dangerous adult activity. Therefore, a court in New York has determined that even the 4-year-old may be held negligent if her actions are found unreasonable for a child of similar age, intelligence, and experience. So, our tyke on a trike could be liable. Of course, we would have to compare our defendant to a reasonable 4-year-old, and I'm not sure I've ever seen one. But what about the mom who was supervising? Negligent supervision cases are pretty hard to make out, with the law reflecting the reality that parents can't watch children every second and then can only control very small children. Successful negligent supervision cases usually involve fairly egregious conduct, such as leaving loaded firearms where children can access them, or a known habitual vicious propensity of the child. So, in Illinois, parents should breathe a sigh of relief. However, we should give toddlers riding trikes and bikes on the sidewalk plenty of room. This is Christine Hurt.